o'clock on Como News Radio.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In or out in Atlanta? Supporters have gathered outside a new campaign office that Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain is opening. They're expecting to hear whether Cain is staying in the race or getting out. Earlier this week, a woman asserted she and Cain carried on a 13-year extramarital relationship. Before that, there were accusations of sexual harassment against Cain from when he ran the National Restaurant Association. Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State assistant football coach charged with sexually abusing boys in his charity, gave an extensive interview to the New York Times. He denied abuse allegations and said former head coach Joe Paterno never confronted him about suspected misconduct.
I don't know that he didn't know. Mm-hmm. I know that he didn't never said anything to me. I know that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sandusky blamed the media for distorting his version of events. 84-year-old Lenore Zimmerman has an implanted defibrillator and avoids the full body scan at airport security when she flies. She usually gets the pat-down but says she was subjected to a strip search at New York's Kennedy Airport before a recent flight to Florida. She says she was mortified.
I said, you know, I've been coming down to Florida for 10 years. And I've always been patted down, but I've never been strip searched. Why am I being strip searched now? They had no answer.
The Transportation Security Administration says proper procedures were followed. Warnings and advisories for high wind persist across portions of California and Utah. The region was hit with the worst windstorm in a decade this past week. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
We have more than 100 crews out. We expect those crews have been called from as far away as Utah, Arizona, and a bishop to help restore power.
The Red Cross opens centers providing food and aid to those impacted. Some 200,000 homes and businesses lost electric power during the storm. You're listening to ABC News.
Good morning. It's 10:02. I'm Ryan Harris. Now your top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. A woman is dead, her fiancé hospitalized after both were stabbed multiple times early this morning in North Seattle.
A suspect has been arrested as police continue the homicide investigation. Officers initially responded to a report of a man calling for help outside his Linden Avenue home. They arrived just after 1:30 and discovered the man who had been stabbed several times. He told officers that his fiancé was still in the home. Officers found the woman's body inside. She had also been stabbed multiple times. The suspect was arrested a short distance away. The woman's fiance is expected to survive. He was transported to Harborview Medical Center. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
Police are searching for an armed robber who targeted the Bellevue Square Nordstrom. Officer Seth Tyler with Bellevue Police says the robber approached a customer service clerk on the third floor just after 8 last night.
Raised his shirt up so the clerk saw a semi-automatic handgun in his waistband and then made a demand that he wanted money, cash, all the cash within 5 minutes, or he would kill the clerk.
The clerk gave the man an unknown amount of cash. The robber made his getaway through a sea of holiday shoppers. Police believe one man has robbed 19 pizza and sandwich shops from Puyallup to Spanaway. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department, along with the Tacoma Police Department, Puyallup Police, are hoping you might be able to help track the man down.
It's the worst possible way to end a shift, all alone, wiping down the counter after a long day. And a robber comes in, gray hoodie, face nearly covered, and sticks you up for all the cash in the drawer.
Como Force John Humbert says each time the man shows a gun. We have a picture of him on the Puyallup Communities page of ComoNews.com. A 31-year-old man was struck fatally as he crossed the road to check his mailbox. Happened around 6 last night in Kitsap County on Sedgwick Road. The driver will likely not be cited. One person is dead after a head-on crash on Highway 12 near Denmark Street. Police in Thurston County say it's not clear if alcohol or drugs were involved in that one. And the driver of a van died after a vehicle ran off Highway 105 near Westport and hit a mailbox, a parked vehicle, and a tree. That victim has not been identified. That crash is under investigation. Como News Time now, 10:04.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 10:04. Let's check in with Judith Larson, see how the roads look.
Well, we got a new problem. Cooper's headed there. This is on the Lower Peninsula, Jennifer. An injury accident reported to be westbound State Route 302 as you approach 150th Avenue. No word yet on whether or not that's blocking. We also have another accident, just a distraction, southbound 5, south of 320th. It's off on the right shoulder. Troopers arriving there. Still dealing with that disabled motorhome. It's not a big problem, but it's certainly a distraction. Northbound 5 at Columbian Way in the Gore Point there. And then southbound State Route 509, south of 148th. Well, if you're looking for bags of bark, they got a whole bunch of them in the two right lanes there, but watch out. Traffic is also slowing northbound 5 at State Route 599, where the right lane is closed for road work for most of the day. Well, you're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Get ready for a weekend of hazy sunshine, and our temperatures hanging out below normal. We'll only get to the low to mid-40s today, but yeah, plenty of sunshine out there if we get rid of the low clouds and fog in the morning, and not a lot of movement in the atmosphere thanks to a large area of high pressure just offshore kind of dominating our forecast for today, tomorrow, and even into the beginning of next week. So plan on another day tomorrow of mostly sunny skies, but again, hazy out there, and you'll find your temperatures again below normal on Sunday, but a dry weekend coming our way. We might see a brief system brushing by late in the day on Monday, but still not a lot of active weather coming our way for the next 4 to 5 days. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks, Theron. Right now, 35 degrees in Tacoma, 36 in Overcast.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're do-it-yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Well, hello, Jennifer. It is such a privilege to be back with everyone today. I can't even begin to tell you. Eric Goranson from Sound Kitchen and Bath filled in for me last week, and I listened a little bit, you know, kind of dozing off when you're out and down for the count. But it is so good to be back today. I can't even begin to tell you. I'm re-energized.
Oh, it's great to have you back.
Well, let's talk about getting ready for the holidays. And I'm going to throw in some organizational tips, which I have to share with you is hysterically funny if you know me, because I am not an organized person. So this would pretty much be like, you know, asking somebody with severe math deficiencies, which I also have, to help you with your taxes. Would be a no. So what I'm going to share with you, though, is if you are even remotely a disorganized person, I have some tips for you today that will not only make your home look better and more beautiful almost immediately. They're all easy, because that's the other thing. I get bored to tears if you give me too much information or too many things to do. There's no way I can do it. So this is all easy. Make your house look better for the holidays. Make it a little more functional, a little more sane. And this is all stuff you, yes, I'm talking to you there in your car on your way to South Center or Alderwood Mall or wherever you're off to. I have fast tips, and we're going to give them out all through the show today on things you can do to make your life easier and more functional and your home prettier, because that's what we all want.
Absolutely. And you're taking calls, answering questions.
Absolutely we are. Thank you.
206-421-1000 or the toll-free line from anywhere, 877-397-COMO.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Okay, so my first tip, and actually this one is one of many that I've received from my daughter, Amanda, who's an art director, and she does big projects, you know, big projects. She used to work for HGTV, and she does music videos. Got to throw a little plug out there for her. She just did the recent Seal video, the set. So she's, you know, she's big name. My daughter's big name talent. But she taught me this trick, and this is a really good one for those of you who want your home to look a lot better for the holidays, okay? Most people have too many tchotchkes, tchotchkarai. You have too many things, little knickknacks, okay?
Oh, totally.
Okay? And each one individually might, in fact, be sentimental. It could perhaps have great meaning to you. Maybe you bought it on that trip to Venice. Whatever. We all have those things. Yes, I'm talking to you. Those things. So here's the Amanda trick, which is go through your whole house and get ruthless. Pull it all off the shelves. I mean all of it. Bring it into the living room. Lay it out like, you know, on a sheet. and all of it, bring it all in. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, unplug the little lamps, all of it. Bring it all in. Take no prisoners. Go into your closet and those things you have, bring those out. Now, there's a term in theater, and please don't, you know, take offense to this, but it's just a ruthless term, and it's going to explain to you what we're going to be doing. In theater, and I'm a thespian, the term was killing babies. And what it really means is, no, we don't kill small children, okay?
It's ideas.
It is. We are here, you know, you can say killing puppies, whatever. The idea is that those precious things, we're going to look at the room as the baby, as the precious life, and all the little things, they can be sacrificed because we're going for the look of the room. So, you know what? I'm telling you, this is going to make your home, it is going to look like you redecorated. So, all bets are off. All the pillows, all the throws, all those lamps, unplug them, get ruthless, bring your kids in, and then you know what? You reconfigure, and whatever was in one room, it can go into another. You know, that bowling trophy, and God love your husband. But you know what? I bet there's a place that you'd like to put that, and maybe we can't say that on the air. I feel that way about my ex-husband's trophies. But what this says is that you are going to take things off the shelves and you're going to replace them. When we come back, I'm going to share with you a tip on accessorizing a room, because this is the way that you can redecorate and not spend a dime, party people, not 10 cents. And
that
tip when we come back.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
You know, one of the things that I love about Sound Kitchen and Bath is they represent American-made cabinetry. And you know what? This is so critically important, because when you look at American-made cabinetry, it is made from the finest hardwoods and the finest materials on the planet. It really is. And when you look at cabinets that are made in China, I'm sorry, but those cabinets fall apart. Now, here's something that you should know. Some cabinet companies are actually ordering parts of their boxes and they're assembling them in the U.S. So you need to know that. Are they buying the materials in China and assembling it here and calling it local and custom made? No, that's not. So what I want you to know is the finest cabinetry is represented by Sound Kitchen and Bath. And guess what? No one can beat their prices. And you don't even have to hand crank those cabinets together. They can beat those prices also. So you know what I'm talking about, that you know store. Mm-hmm. Well, they can beat those prices. So if you want a kitchen remodeled, and guess what? You can also talk to Sound Kitchen and Bath, because they reface cabinets. Save money, get the finest cabinets, buy local, call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th in Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Bring the savings home for the holidays. Right now at Bassett, everything in this store is 25% off. Choose stylish bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture, plus area rugs, mattress sets, home office, and entertainment furniture. Bassett features quality furniture custom made just for you and delivered in about 30 days. Plus, floor samples are 50% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
10:14 on Como News Radio. Judith, how are the roads?
Well, it's a pretty smooth drive in the Seattle and Bellevue area. It looks like they got that disabled motorhome on northbound 5 at Columbian Way out of your way. We've got in the Tacoma area, this is eastbound 512 near Portland. We got the right lane blocked by a garbage can. We're still dealing with southbound 509 south of 148th. Two right lanes blocked there by bags of bark. They're on the scene. I can hear them now trying to clear that out of your way. The bigger problem is on the lower peninsula. Injury accident westbound State Route 302 as you approach 150th Avenue, possibly also blocking. Again, this is involving injury, so when the medics get on the scene, they may have to close a lane. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Here's Theron Zahn with the weather.
No problem with your outdoor plans this weekend. Take a jacket with you, though, because we're going to be below normal when it comes to the temperatures, and not a lot of movement in the atmosphere, so you get some stagnant air out there, some hazy sunshine for today and tomorrow, so a nice dry weekend. Temperatures, we'll call it a low to mid-40s at best. On through Monday and Tuesday, warming up just a bit. And a slight chance of a system kind of brushing by late in the day on Monday into Tuesday, but still that broad area of high pressure offshore is going to dominate our forecast throughout the weekend and even into the beginning of next week. I'm Theron Zahn, your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. Right now, 35 degrees in Tacoma, 37 in Everett, 31 in Olympia, and here in Seattle, we're at 36 degrees. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and today we're getting tips on being organized and easy tips for making your house look nicer for the holidays.
I am telling you, anyone in my family that's listening right now, their mouth has literally dropped open. She is giving tips on organizing. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. Disorganized people are the people you want advice from. And if you walked in my house today, it's really beautiful. And it looks like it came right out of El Decor, or it looks like House Beautiful. And I have to share with you, my house is very eclectic. I mean, it really is. I have antiques that I have upholstered in fun, you know, in fun fabrics. My favorite chairs are these 1930s chairs that are they're an oval camelback chair. And what I love about them is I did put really wonderful Italian cheetah print fabric on them. And I love them. But the chairs, I paid $40 a piece for.
Nice.
I know. And then I had them upholstered. So you know what? And I love those chairs. 20 years from now, I'm still going to have those chairs. I'm going to put them someplace. I love them. So what I'm saying to you is that you can be eclectic. You can say these things represent you. But let's talk about tchotchkes. Okay. So at the break, I'm going to talk about what said.
I knew it. Oh, no. You're going to
okay,
out me.
I am. Okay, so you were talking about your fiancé, Greg, and how much you love him.
Yes, we have a shared office space because, you know, we're close like that. And on my cork board, I have a collection of about five little monster finger puppets, and they're all just like horribly misshapen, ugly, scary looking.
Yeah, you said
looking.
They're not cute.
I got them at Halloween. Actually, Shamari Stone, who used to be a reporter at Como 4, started the trend. And when I get writer's block or creatively blocked, I'll get the finger puppets down and I'll play with them and I'll make them have conversations. And it just greases the creative
wheels.
But
that's not what you said at the break.
I said Greg hates them.
I know, but you said something else.
Which what?
Okay, Greg has a little too much stuff.
Oh, that too.
Nice try.
But my little puppets just...
No, we're not going to the puppets.
They can fit them in your hand.
I have too much stuff. This is why I relate to Greg. So those of us who love things and I buy them, I go to estate sales and I'm like, okay, I'll tell you something I love. I have this love for ceramic dogs. Now, nothing says little old lady more than some woman who collects ceramic dogs. I have some really cool ones, though. I have some Staffordshire dogs. And if you don't know what, you go, what are Staffordshire dogs? In the movie War of the Roses, and he says, you know, Michael Douglas says in those wonderful Staffordshire figurines, they're these ugly, they were flea market dogs in England, okay? But now they go for a lot of money. But I'm on the constant hunt for Staffordshire dogs. So, and they're ugly ceramic dogs. Google it up. You'll see for yourself. These are ugly dogs. So I love them. right? And I'm always on the hunt for them. So, but you know what? Less is more. And then, you know, I do. I have kind of a collection of ceramic bulldogs, and I have a collection of ceramic wiener dogs. See, you hear my voice. But my daughter has put them so that they're not like together that says collection. There's a couple of them by the fireplace. There's a couple of them, you know, there's one on my desk. There's one, you know, over on the entryway table. So they're not all together. So one small ceramic, you know, English bulldog. And they're not the cutesy ones that look like they came from Hallmark. Sorry, Hallmark. No offense. Buy your cards, but no on your figurines. These are things that I've picked up in antique stores, and I really do love them. And they're treasured possessions to my family now, or maybe they just love me. But so I relate to Greg. So what I'm saying is, but my daughter had to have an intervention because I had too much stuff. See, less is more. So, you know, pull everything off. Pull everybody's family. You're looking at me like, I cannot believe you did this.
I know she's listening.
I know. She didn't do it, Greg. I did it. But I, you know what? Your house, what happens is when there's too much stuff, and I'm a too much stuff person, and I'm saying that to all you people who are married to someone like me or live with someone like me or have a roommate or just have a mother or father like me, you never see the stuff because there's too much of it. And so here's my line about this. Less is more. But here's what I want to say. Coco Chanel said it best. When a woman is shabbily dressed, you notice the clothes. When a woman is impeccably dressed, you notice the woman. When your items are beautifully placed, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, my ugly Staffordshire dogs, but they're beautifully placed right now. That right now they're over the fireplace. And I have to tell you something. My daughter did it and they look lovely. And they're the centerpiece of a Christmas decor. And she just did this gorgeous job. It's really pretty. But what you now see is my home. You don't see my tchotchkes. I got rid of the tacky ones. Some of them had to go. And we just went with the really pretty ones strategically placed. So here's the piece of advice. Less is more. Less is more. Pull it all off the shelf. You know, be willing to kill babies. Yes, I said that. Which means the things you think you need, if you, you know, put them in a box. And then my last piece of advice on this is rotate them in. Agree that you're going to put some things are going to go in a box in a closet and then they're going to rotate out. It's going to make you happier and your house is going to be prettier. There you go. Greg, take it from me. I love my stuff too.
I'm in so much trouble. I thought I was going to get away with the finger puppets.
No, nice try.
206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
Where to find the perfect hangers when we come back.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Bring the savings home for the holidays. Right now at Bassett, everything in this store is 25% off. Choose stylish bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture, plus area rugs, mattress sets, home office, and entertainment furniture. Bassett features quality furniture custom made just for you and delivered in about 30 days. Plus, floor samples are 50% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
1024 on Como News Radio. Judith, how are the roads?
It's a speed limit drive just about everywhere. Certainly on I-5, either direction over the Ship Canal Bridge. 520 Bridge getting a little busy in the westbound direction as you approach midspan. I-5 express lanes, of course, running southbound until 1 this afternoon. Then they transition northbound at 2, but that's not unusual. We've got some construction closures. Northbound I-5 at State Route 599. The right lane closed there until noon. And also in downtown Seattle, South Royal Brougham Way on ramp to northbound 99. That's closed all weekend. They won't open that back up until 5 o'clock Monday morning. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
A dry but cold weekend. Here's Theron Zahn with more.
No problem with your outdoor plans this weekend. Take a jacket with you, though, because we're going to be below normal when it comes to the temperatures. And not a lot of movement in the atmosphere, so you get some stagnant air out there, some hazy sunshine for today and tomorrow. So a nice dry weekend. Temperatures, we'll call it a low to mid-40s at best. On through Monday and Tuesday, warming up just a bit, and a slight chance of a system kind of brushing by late in the day on Monday into Tuesday. But still, that broad area of high pressure offshore is going to dominate our forecast throughout the weekend and even into the beginning of next week. I'm Theron Zahn. Your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
You have your answer.
35 degrees in Tacoma, 30 and foggy in the capital, 36 in downtown Seattle at 10:25. And we're back with Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. When we went to break, you said we were going to talk about closets, and that's such a trouble spot for
it
so
is.
Many people.
It is. Okay, for me, here's my tip on closets, and I could get very specific about it, but most people don't have a lot of money, and they don't have a lot of time, and they just have too much stuff, and we're getting more small spaces. And I want to share something that's kind of intriguing about the millennials, and the millennials are the 20-somethings. You know, apartments are getting smaller, and the new design for apartments for the millennials, the 20-somethings, is the average apartment size now is about 750 square feet. So what millennials are opting for are greater common areas. They have a ton of friends, and they like, you know, movie rooms, they like game rooms, they like better pools, indoor pools, those kinds of things if they have a little money, you know, if they have a good job and those kinds of things, as opposed to a bigger apartment. So they'll opt for a smaller apartment. But so what we're seeing is the trend in living environments are getting smaller. So for young people, as well as, you know, people in their 30s, 40s, everybody, it doesn't matter. Everybody is always looking for ways to maximize their storage. So for me, I could go on and on about ways to do that, but I'm going to give you a couple of quick tips that are going to offer you better storage solutions. And I am in love with the Container Store. Oprah Winfrey, I found her always continuously inspirational. But she claimed that one of her most romantic dates with Stedman was he took her to the Container Store. Can I just tell you that I get that?
Yeah.
I just love the Container Store. So here's what I love, though, that I'm going to recommend very quickly. I have other recommendations for things you can find there and other places. But drawer organizers. And they have these, and what they are is they're little collapsible fabric boxes, and I have these in my drawers so that, you know, your pantyhose go in one drawer organizer, and right next to it, you can have, you know, what the British call smalls, we call underwear. Can we say
depends
underwear
on
the
air?
Can
we say smalls?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So, but you know, you can put these things side by side so that they're not stacked on top of each other. But who else has these? IKEA. And so that's a great place to go to get these collapsible fabric boxes, which I love. So drawers or shelves, because the other thing that can happen with shelf space is everything just falls off. Now, I have to tell you that one thing that that was done for me, I didn't do it myself, is I have a line of closets, shelves in my closet. But, you know, you just put sweaters in there. So I had gray sweaters together. I had black sweaters together. But you can't tell when they're all folded up and on a shelf. Is that a turtleneck? Is that a short sleeve? What is that? So it was organized for me. I didn't do this, but I loved it. I came home and it was a little surprise. And what it had was long sleeve turtlenecks, short sleeve sweaters, and then it had, you know, comfy sweaters. And they weren't organized anymore according to color. They were the style of sweaters. So consider not organizing things by color, but by type of item and labeling it. What's wrong with a post-it note? We don't have to get all fancy here, people. You can put it up there and at least you know what you have in your closet. So there's another tip. Now, my last one is about the perfect hanger. Guess where you can get these, as well as other storage items? Big Lots.
Big Lots?
Big Lots. You can go to the Container Store, but you may find it at Big Lots.
No kidding.
Check them first. You will save bucks. And those spongy little, you know, the fluffy coat hangers for mm-hmm. sweaters, they have them, and they're much cheaper than anywhere else. So there are some tips. When we come back, I'm going to talk about emergency decor and where to find the perfect accessories, things like pillows, throws, wonderful lamps on a budget. We're going to make that house look gorgeous. And I want to talk to you about your emergency needs for decorating for the holidays.
Emergency decor when we come back on Inside Out. And we'll take your calls as well. 206-421-1000 and 877-397-COMO.
What will Herman do? The Republican presidential hopeful is appearing at the opening of a new campaign office in Atlanta. It's expected he'll say whether he's staying in or getting out of the race for the GOP nomination. The announcement coming at the end of a week during which a woman claimed she and Kane had a 13-year extramarital affair. He's denied that and previous accusations of sexual harassment from when he ran the National Restaurant Association. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky says he never sexually abused any child. In an interview with the New York Times, Sandusky said prosecutors have twisted his work with children. He's charged with molesting eight boys. Today is the 27th anniversary of the worst industrial accident in history, the Bhopal disaster at a pesticide plant in Bhopal, India, that killed an estimated 15,000 people. Thousands of survivors blocked trains and threw stones at police. India accepted a $470 million settlement in 1985, but the protesters want more. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good morning. It's 10:31. I'm Ryan Harris. Here are the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Trying to start a fight. That's how witnesses describe a group of loud, obnoxious, drunk people outside a club in the U District. Police say a man walking past that group just after 1 this morning was attacked. He fell to the ground, hit his head, and began having seizures. That didn't stop the group, according to Seattle police. They started kicking him and took his wallet before taking off. He was taken to Harborview. He is expected to be okay. If you have any information, call Seattle police. Seattle police also say a man who displayed an anti-Occupy Seattle sign near Seattle Central Community College was beaten yesterday.
The sign read, "Occupy somewhere else, not my school," according to police. Investigators say 3 to 5 men who disagreed with the sign walked over to the man and made their feelings known. The victim says they used a dog to intimidate him, and one of the men punched him in the head. He says they all ran to the Occupy camp. Police searched but didn't find any suspects. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
Occupy Seattle protesters have been asked to de-occupy Seattle Central Community College. Friday, a judge ruled that Seattle Central can enforce an emergency ban on camping aimed at getting Occupy to leave the campus. She cited the health concerns raised by a King County inspection.
They themselves said that there is lice in the bedding that they're having to take off and have steam cleaned.
And it's a really beautiful mess. It's a place where people come together all hours of the day and educate each other and talk.
The judge said the ban does not violate free speech since members can still protest without camping. The college will post a notice Monday notifying those protesters they have 72 hours to move their tents. Documents from the investigation of Snohomish County Executive Aaron Reardon suggests he used taxpayer-funded cell phones to make hundreds of campaign-related calls. The Washington State Patrol is investigating whether Reardon engaged in misconduct by misusing public money. Investigators are looking for evidence that Reardon had repeated contact with a woman who claimed she accompanied him on out-of-town trips that were for county business. The Everett Herald says phone records show hundreds of calls and text messages between Reardon and his campaign. A Sound transit train carrying morning commuters traveled almost 2 miles with an open door. According to the Seattle Times, the train went from Stadium Station to Westlake Station on October 25th with the door open. No one was hurt. Transit investigators say the train operator should be fired, but she told the Times she reported the door problem and thought it had closed. A disciplinary hearing is set for next week. Como News Time now, 10:34.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the fours.
Let's see how the drive is progressing along, Judith.
Well, Jennifer, it looks like fire and troopers have finally arrived on the scene of that injury accident westbound State Route 302 at 150th in the Lower Peninsula area. In the Seattle and Bellevue area, you couldn't ask for a smoother drive, no blocking problems. It's a speed limit drive over I-5 and the Ship Canal Bridge. Your I-5 express lane's running southbound until 1, by the way. We've got some DOT work underway affecting your drive, though. Northbound I-5 at State Route 599 and the Duwamish curves there. We've got work underway in the right lane. They should wrap that up around noon. If it gets too crowded, it's slowing traffic already, they'll open up the HOV lane for you. But north and southbound State Route 513 and the Mount Lake Bridge there got the left lane closed there, and South Royal Brome Way on ramp 2 northbound 99, that's closed all weekend. They won't open up that ramp until 5 in the morning on Monday, just in time for your commute. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
A dry but cold weekend, Darren Zahn explains.
Get ready for a weekend of hazy sunshine and our temperatures hanging out below normal. We'll only get to the low to mid 40s today, but yeah, plenty of sunshine out there after we get rid of the low clouds and fog in the morning, and not a lot of movement in the atmosphere thanks to a large area of high pressure just offshore kind of dominating our forecast for today, tomorrow, and even into the beginning of next week. So plan on another day tomorrow of mostly sunny skies, but again, hazy out there, and you'll find your temperatures again below normal on Sunday, but a dry weekend coming our way. Might see a brief system brushing by late in the day on Monday, but still not a lot of active weather coming our way for the next 4 to 5 days. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. 36 degrees in Tacoma and 36 in downtown Seattle as well. Como News Time is 10:36, and you're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Emergency decor.
Yes.
You know you need it.
Yes,
we all need
you do.
It.
Yes, you do. And I am here for you. And let's talk about some of the things that you could be looking at in your home. Some areas of concern. You know, right when you walk into your home, what does your entryway look like? Are you struggling with that?
Yes.
Do you feel...
Sorry.
Girl, I've heard about your entryway. Okay. So, but if you're struggling with your entryway, I'd love to help you find some solutions. Additionally, maybe perhaps furniture placement is another idea that, you know, you need ideas, you need suggestions, you need some assistance, and I'm here for you. Emergency furniture purchases. There are so many people that go out and they just purchase the furniture that's off the floor. It's at a budget and they walk in and they love it. But are you going to love it in 2 years? That's a big purchase. I can help you if you're making that emergency sofa purchase. I can assist you with that and find a sofa that you're going to love and some questions you need to ask yourself about that sofa. Configuration, should I get a sectional? Should I get a regular sofa? If you call me, believe it or not, we can dissect your room and I can give you suggestions. Another one that I would like to talk to people about are one wall that you're going to paint. Just one wall. I can give color suggestions. So I'm going to go through some of these today and break them down for you because there are a lot of people that struggle with those specific types of rooms in their home. So I want to assist in coming up with design solutions for those specific design dilemmas. And you'd be amazed. I can really come up with great ideas. So the first one that I want to talk about is, should someone get a sectional or a sofa? That's a big question. You're looking at me, your eyebrows are raised.
Oh, because that's a discussion that's currently happening in my household. We're looking to replace the sofa in the oddly shaped den downstairs.
Okay.
And I'm voting for sectional.
Voting for sectional. Okay, here's the thing that I have to say about sectionals. Sectionals are like kitchen remodels to me. So it's very true. And first of all, it's an expensive purchase. Let's start with that. And then number two is that you're going to purchase a sectional. How long are you going to stay in this home? And it's a good question. Now, one thing you can do is if you say to yourself, I'm only going to stay in this home 2 to 5 years. 2 years is a long time to live with a piece of furniture. So then I would say, I'm okay with the sectional, but buy a better quality sectional. And the reason is because if you do buy a neutral, better quality sofa, you'd be surprised you can probably sell it with the house. And there are more people that would end up keeping it than wouldn't, you know, because especially if it does specifically fit the room. So if you say, I really want a sectional, then I would say go ahead and purchase a better one and plan on trying to sell it with the house or selling it on Craigslist, that kind of distinction. But you're more flexible if you purchase a sofa and 2 chairs, chair and a half and a big upholstered ottoman. Now, the other thing is I'm not a fan of all the pieces matching. Let me explain how this came along. And furniture stores still do this. They still do it. They will still sell you a sofa and 1 or 2 chairs and an ottoman. And they'll give you one heck of a deal. Why? Because they buy the fabric in bulk or they buy the leather in bulk and they purchased it on a big run of the dye lot. So it's really it's one of those for profit making schemes on behalf of the furniture manufacturers. They did that in order to purchase more fabric and be able to cut and sew more pieces and make a bigger profit margin. You, the homeowner, it just looks like a furniture truck backed up and then dumped off the furniture. So I'm not a fan. So I want to help you think a little out of the box. For most people, what I'm going to say is go standard size sofa and 2, even go 1 chair and a half and another smaller chair that all coordinate. So all the pieces speak with one another. Big upholstered ottoman in your family room, I'm going to opt for that. Here's what the ottoman does. The ottoman is a place that you can put a tray. You know, especially if you get like a big tufted one, you can place a tray so drinks, all those kinds of things can sit easily right on top of that ottoman. It's a place for people to sit when you have that big Super Bowl game. People can all come over. There's lots of places for people to sit and you can put your feet up on it. It's multifunctional. And it looks like the room, you can move the pieces of furniture around. So if you put the Christmas tree in the family room, you've got lots of pieces of furniture now that are more mobile. You can move these things around. So there you go.
Oh, I love that.
I opt out of sectionals more times than not.
I think you have me talked into it.
I'm telling you, even if you go 2 matching chairs, 1 sofa, you're still going to be happy. And guess what? I'm not a big fan of the sofa and the ottoman all matching as well. Go leather. Yeah. Go leather on the ottoman and then maybe go fabric and something that's easy to clean on the sofa.
I like that. Easy to clean.
Easy to clean, party people.
Very valuable in my household with teenagers. 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO. That's our toll-free number. We'll be right back with more Inside Out after this.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the 7th hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenAndBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Bring the savings home for the holidays. Right now at Bassett, everything in this store is 25% off. Choose stylish bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture, plus area rugs, mattress sets, home office, and entertainment furniture. Bassett features quality furniture custom made just for you and delivered in about 30 days. Plus, floor samples are 50% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
The most trusted voice for traffic is Como News Radio's Paul Tosh. On your way to work, on your way home, he gives you a bird's eye view from the Como Air Patrol, and he knows every alternate route there is.
Paul Tosh here. Stay tuned to Como News Radio for traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s to help you get there on time and traffic alerts as they happen.
Paul Tosh, traffic on Como News Radio.
Take a few deep breaths, drive safely, and stay tuned.
Como News Radio.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Como AAA Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes on the 4s.
1044 on Como News Radio. Judith, how are the roads?
Well, I was just checking out the Olympia commute. Boy, thick fog continues to obscure the visibility in much of Olympia. Boy, trying to see I-5 at the Capitol Boulevard is almost impossible, so it's not good for the drivers on the ground. And Tacoma southbound 5 is slowing at 56, and eastbound 16, the same story at I-5. Fog's still a bit of an issue in I-5 at Gravelly Lake Drive, but where it seems to be slowing traffic, but not as bad as is in Olympia. Plus, we're still dealing with that injury accident west State Route 302 at 150th in the Lower Peninsula. Fire and troopers are on the scene. Not sure exactly what's blocked. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Over to Theron Zahn for weather.
No problem with your outdoor plans this weekend. Take a jacket with you, though, because we're going to be below normal when it comes to the temperatures, and not a lot of movement in the atmosphere, so you get some stagnant air out there, some hazy sunshine for today and tomorrow. So a nice dry weekend. Temperatures, we'll call it a low to mid-40s at best. On through Monday and Tuesday, warming up just a bit, and a slight chance of a system kind of brushing by late in the day on Monday into Tuesday, but still that broad area of high pressure offshore is going to dominate our forecast throughout the weekend and even into the beginning of next week. I'm Theron Zahn. It's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
36 degrees in both Tacoma and Seattle.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. He's suspending his campaign. Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain has just announced that he is suspending his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. Made the announcement just moments ago in Atlanta. His suspension of his campaign comes at the end of a week in which a woman claimed that they had a 13-year extramarital relationship. Previously, there were allegations by other women of sex harassment. Again, Herman Cain suspending his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. I'm Richard Cantu. This has been a special report from ABC News.
Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. We're talking about emergency decor and making your house look a little bit better or a lot better for the holidays.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to talk to you because this is the time of year that people spend a lot of money and they make a lot of mistakes, because what you're trying to do is have people over. And hopefully I'm getting to you in enough time so that at least you know what you're purchasing. If you're looking at buying a sofa, I want to talk to you. If you're looking at painting one wall, I want to talk to you. If you're trying to paint the bathroom, I want to talk to you. I don't want you to make mistakes that you end up regretting the rest of the year. So let's give out our phone numbers, Jennifer.
206-421-1000, or our toll-free number is 877-397-5666, which is Como.
I'm going to talk a little bit about leather sofas and what you should know, because, you know, this, what happens in this show is we are talking in between traffic breaks. So sometimes something that comes out of my mouth is not exactly the total feeling that I have. So what I was saying to Jennifer is she should look at getting a fabric couch and possibly a leather ottoman. And I want to clarify this a little bit if I can. And that is, I really do like leather furniture for kids and family rooms. But what I don't like is for everything to be matching. And if you're going to get an ottoman, leather is just wonderful because people, you know, set their pizza on it. They, you know, they they put their drinks on it and it spills. So if you're going to get a fabric ottoman, leather's a great choice. But a lot of people purchase leather furniture this time of year. And I want to give just some quick tips, and our phone lines are just going crazy. So I'm going to get to your calls. But the first thing I want to tell you about is what the grades of leather are. And this is critically important if you're ever going to shop for leather furniture. And there's two terms that are so confusing. And it's like explaining, you know, information. And I know you're going to forget this, but hopefully this little way I'm going to give you of remembering it will help you. There's top grain leather and there's full grain leather. And when you're looking at purchasing a leather sofa for your family, those are the two most common types of leather, top and full. Here's what I want you to know. Top grain does not mean top quality. It means top grain is referring to, it's an industry furniture term, and it's a contradiction in the term. And really what top grain is it is the upper surface, the lid, and it means that this is just the, it's the grain of, it is a part of the hide that they typically stamp with a grain pattern. Now here's why I like it. So you'll walk into a furniture store and they'll tell you it's top grain leather. Well, this is probably the less expensive hide, and it's been stamped with that grain-like appearance. So it looks like a Coach bag. Mm-hmm. This is typically the case. Here's why I do like it for families. It's very durable. It's really durable as far as that surface because it's been corrected, meaning there's scars. I mean, you know, these animals run into fences, you know, barbed wire. And so when they stamp it, what they're doing is they're perfecting the hide and they're making it all look like a Coach bag. So it's more wear resistant. It's a thicker part of the hide. Full grain is really the less, is really the, not less expensive. See, I'm already getting confused the way I'm saying it. Full grain is the more expensive. So you're going to pay full price for full grain. Top grain is generally not tops. So if that helps you understand, full grain, full price. Top grain is not tops as far as the quality. But I do love it for families. So I hope that helps you. And then you get into aniline dye and all that. But just know the grades that you're looking at when you go into a furniture store. I hope that helps people. Because I think you should know what you're purchasing. Let's go to Conrad.
Welcome, Conrad.
Hi, Conrad. How can I help you?
Well, we've got really low ceilings in our home. And we originally painted it. The wall's kind of a toasty brown color.
Okay.
It feels really dark in there, and I want to make it feel a lot more lively.
Okay.
What can I do?
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to run out to our traffic, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some great suggestions, and we're going to open this room up. And a lot of people have that happen with paint colors, and they don't want it to happen. So I've got great tips on picking the right paint color and what Conrad should do when we come back.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
If you have a home project that could use a little help,
And your Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com. Bring the savings home for the holidays. Right now at Bassett, everything in this store is 25% off. Choose stylish bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture, plus area rugs, mattress sets, home office, and entertainment furniture. Bassett features quality furniture custom-made just for you and delivered in about 30 days. Plus, floor samples are 50% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
10:54 on Como News Radio. Judith, how are the streets?
Oh, it's looking good. You couldn't ask for an easier commute, although our volumes are starting to build on 405 heading north and through the Renton area. 520 bridge getting a little busy westbound midspan. I don't know where everybody is on I-5 on the Ship Canal Bridge. It's very light volumes. Are you headed over the mountain passes? Well, you've got an easy drive ahead. No restrictions on Stevens Pass, although there's frost and ice on the road, or Snoqualmie Pass. Same story there. By the way, east of Snoqualmie Pass in the eastbound direction, we're reduced to one lane between Sullivan Road and Baker Road. That's because of a construction project now underway. This is brought to you by the merchants at SeaTac Airport. No need to rough it on your next trip. From a warm and snugly winter apparel to their own line of travel-friendly shoes at Ex Officio, located in the Central Terminal. You can get more information by visiting SeaTacShops.com, and then you can enjoy your trip. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
See sunshine and our temperatures hanging out below normal. We'll only get to the low to mid-40s today, but yeah, plenty of sunshine out there if we get rid of the low clouds and fog in the morning, and not a lot of movement in the atmosphere thanks to a large area of high pressure just offshore kind of dominating our forecast for today, tomorrow, and even into the beginning of next week. So plan on another day tomorrow of mostly sunny skies, but again, hazy out there, and you'll find your temperatures again below normal on Sunday, but a dry weekend coming our way. We might see a brief system brushing by late in the day on Monday, but still not a lot of active weather coming our way for the next 4 to 5 days. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
36 degrees in Tacoma and 36 in overcast skies in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Our number is 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO for your calls. But when we left off, Conrad in Port Orchard had a question about painting.
Exactly. And Conrad, you painted your walls kind of a chocolate brown. And what you were indicating is that that the rooms now look very dark, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple quick follow-up questions on this. What direction does the room face?
Well, we have two windows on either side of the room, and they face north and south.
Okay, on either side of the room. Okay, so you get a good mix of light in there, because sometimes when rooms face north and you have a window, only one window, and you paint it a dark color, I'm just going to warn you, you're really in for some hurt. Here's what I will share with you. I've got an idea on this room so that you don't have to paint. You may paint, but if you don't paint, uplighting. By adding lots of light scattered around the room, what color is the ceiling?
The ceiling is white, but it's got that ugly popcorn stuff on it.
Okay. Here's my, I've got a couple of suggestions for you that I want you to try before you go out and paint these walls. Because you've got light coming across both directions. And yes, this is a dark color. But by adding uplighting in the room, you might end up loving this color. So before you paint it, uplighting are considered drop can lights. You can buy these at Home Depot. They have them that you can put in plants at IKEA. Seattle Lighting has a variety of them. And it's a can light that sits on the floor. I would buy 4 or 5 of these and getting some large plants in the room, like silk plants, bamboo plants, order them online. You can get them at a good price. Bamboo is something that adds a lot of height, a lot of texture. Putting a one of these drop cans behind a chair angled in the corner, you're going to get a really interesting spray of light. And if you paint the ceiling using a masonry roller, masonry rollers are made for painting masonry. You know, they're made for painting bricks. But you can paint the popcorn ceiling out in coconut white, which is my favorite color from Daly's. It's a creamy kind of buttermilk white. And so it's got a little bit of yellow in it and dead flat. You might end up loving this room. So, you know, it could be that you've got a white ceiling and just this room looks like an apartment and you don't have enough texture and that going on. Here's my final tip on this, which is go for a buckskin or a soft beige on the walls and you will like that, I guarantee you, a lot more. But before I have you paint it, try some uplights because even if you do end up painting it out a soft tan color, which is easy to do, you may end up saving this wonderful color by just adding more light. Dead flat on the ceiling, using the masonry roller, I bet you're going to like it.
Hey, Conrad, thanks for the call. We got to take a quick break for ABC News Traffic and Weather coming up next.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM, Oakville, everything you need to know.
36 degrees and overcast in Tacoma, also 36 and cloudy in downtown Seattle. It's 11 o'clock on Como News Radio.